That's Barry Mason with the amassed millions on new one, Robot and Square, and that's written with his partner Les Reed. And Barry Mason and Les Reed have written a lot of big hits, including Engelbert Humperdinck's Last Waltz. And I suppose every songwriter has a secret ambition to be a singer. Well, Barry Mason has made it. Alan Bowne was a singer, and like a lot of singers, they have a secret ambition to be a writer. So he's done much the same as Barry Mason. Another good job.
In my Technicolor dream, I see orange, I see green. In the dream.
That's the Alan Bowne exclamation mark. Never mind the set. We've dropped that now. Technicolor Dream, and that's the flip side of his latest Toyland, which I think Technicolor Dream is the better of the two. This one, big epic sound. Sounds like the theme from somewhere. Must be. Nancy Sinatra with Lee Hazelwood.
I've been away, the eagle flies, rode his wings across the
Nancy Sinatra with Lee Hazelwood, and I think that one must be a big, big hit. There seems to be something about Nancy Sinatra. I think she must be a great lover or something, because her best records are always made with a man, either with his father Frank or with Lee Hazelwood, as she's done with that one, Lady Bird. That's another hit for Eric Burden and the Animals, San Francisco Nights. This is Duncan Johnson. You're listening to Midday Spin on Radios 1 and 2, and it's now 12:15, and there are no prizes for guessing who is trying to sing on this, but some people call him David. I think that David Simons must be the only person in the world that thinks that David Simons can sing, but you can hear him tonight at 5:33. And what I can't understand, as a singer, it's very strange that he's never had any offers to play Tiddlywinks.